You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Arman Sadeghi.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Now, I know I did something to you this time that I haven't done before, which was I was teasing you with time management. I gave you half of it, and then I said you have to come back if you want the other half. So here we are, and I've already talked to you about certain things in the last episode, and if you haven't listened to the last episode, I would highly recommend you go back, listen to it now, and then roll over to this one. If you have already listened to it, awesome. Let's get started with a quick review of what we've already talked about, okay? Number one, we said, look, time is the one thing we all have in common. We all have exactly the same number of hours in a day, days in a week, weeks in a year, so on and so forth, right? Number two, we talked about this amazingly important concept of importance versus urgency. And what we said, because we all have the same amount of time, it's really a matter of where we're spending our time. And we said there are four quadrants that you could be spending your time in, right? One quadrant is the stuff that is not important and it's not urgent, right? Where you're going into distraction. Another quadrant is stuff that feels urgent, like, okay, go, 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 you got to do this, but it's not even important, right? Then you got this other quadrant that is stuff that is urgent and it's important. It's got to happen now and it's important. Then you've got this other quadrant that's like the magical quadrant. It's the important things that are not yet urgent. And we talked about the fact that this is the secret quadrant, that if you can spend time in this quadrant, you are going to be so much more efficient in life than everybody else you know. And when you look at the people who've made the most headway in life, the most successful people in the world in any area, this is what they have mastered, right? Then we talked about this concept of that I introduced to you that I haven't really talked to you about yet, and it's this concept of creating fake urgency. So it turns out creating fake urgency is the secret to spending more time doing important things that are not yet urgent. So how do you create fake urgency? There are many, many, many different ways of doing it. But one of the ways you can create fake urgency is by scheduling things out. When you schedule things on a calendar, and I do this all the time, where I'll take something that doesn't really need to be done this week, but then I put it on my calendar. And I'll put a 1 hour block to do whatever it is that I want to do. And then, now I live by my calendar. Some of you don't really use a calendar very well. For me, I use my Google Calendar as everything. Like literally I tell people, if you put something on my Google Calendar that says, you know, drive to San Diego at 12 o'clock, I get in my car and I start driving to San Diego. I don't question it. Now, most of you don't use your calendar that closely, but it's fine. Okay. Ideally, after this episode, you're going to use it more closely. But even if you don't, let me explain to you how this works. What you're doing is you're putting something on the calendar that literally has no deadline. There is no real deadline to do this thing, but you're putting it on your calendar. And what's going to happen is when the time comes, that thing pops up. And you create fake urgency. Now, as with many things, you're going to be tempted to push it off, right? So you might say, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow or the next day. Now, the first rule is you never delete it off your calendar. Instead, you drag and drop it to a new time slot, right? So it never goes away. And for many people, that's a really, really big secret to making sure they get things done. But you know what? Then you get into the habit of just pushing things off endlessly. So then what I've learned to do is utilizing other people. So if you set up appointments that involve other individuals, then you're sort of forced to have to do it. In fact, I do this sometimes for my podcast, right? Recording these podcasts, when you're running all these different businesses and you're so busy doing different things, recording these podcasts is difficult. But guess what I do? Sometimes what I'll do is I'll schedule it with the engineer. And so he knows that I'm going to be doing it on a certain day. And then I have no choice. And today is one of those days. And then I had no choice because the engineer's here. He's like, okay, I'm ready to do the podcast. Well, great. Okay, let's do it. I didn't really have time. But now it's urgent, right? Someone shows up at your door or you're supposed to show up at someone else's door. Suddenly you have that urgency. And so what you want to do is you want to create all of this urgency. Now, some people, it's amazing. Some people look at this and they're like, but that's so stressful, Arman. Why would you want all that stress in your life? Like, for example, every Tuesday I have date night with my wife. And some people are like, it's so stressful to know that, you know, you can't plan anything for Tuesday. And Tuesday comes around, you got to do date night. And then Thursdays I have daddy day with my kids, let's say. So if people look at that and like, well, that just becomes so much stress in your life. And then you've got all these things going on that are coming at you. You've got people knocking on your door, people calling your phone, you know, scheduled calendar things popping up. Like, for example, you start stressing out about the fact, oh my gosh, I need to go to the gym and all this. And people are like, who wants all that stress in their life? And that's where we get to the next secret. See, the secret here is you want to create what I call fake urgency in order to have fake stress so you don't have to have real stress. See, my friends, I don't care what you say, but if you set up an automated withdrawal from your bank account to go into your investment account for whether it's $50, $500, $5,000, or $50,000, I don't care how much money you make and where it is. You can start with $5 as far as I'm concerned, right? Even if you start with $5 and you have that going out monthly, that will create some of that fake urgency. Now, some of you are like, well, Ramon, it's stressful to know that that money's got to go out and I don't have the money and it creates stress. Let me ask you a question. What's more stressful? Having to come up with $500 at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month to know that that's what it's going to take to cover your monthly withdrawal? Or, so let me ask you a question. What's more stressful? Knowing that an automated withdrawal from your bank account is going to go to your investment account in the amount of, let's say, $500, and knowing you don't have the money for that, and you're a couple hundred dollars short, or maybe you're short the entire $500, is that more stressful today? Or if you don't save money, and God forbid 5 years from now, 10 years from now, heck, maybe even 6 months from now, God forbid something happens, you lose your job, your business goes down, something happens in your life, there's a health issue with someone, and you need money, and you don't have the money then. And now, you have your family depending on you, and you don't have the money. What's more stressful? I would say I'd rather have that small amount of fake stress every day, every month, for the next 20 years, but never have that real stress of knowing that, for example, someone I love is going to lose their home, and I can do nothing about it. Or know that my family needs me for something and I can't be there for them. Or something for myself that I absolutely need, but I can't financially afford it. So the fake urgency is the way you eliminate that real urgency, right? So you put things in place, like for example, you put deadlines in place. I have a group of trainers right now who are going through this incredible titanium training program and they're struggling with this. I mean, some of them are like on the verge of dropping out of the training program because they can't handle all the deadlines. But what they don't understand is all I'm doing is I'm creating fake urgency for them so they won't have the real stress. In fact, multiple of them have come to me and said, Armand, it's so stressful. You know, we've got like all these deadlines. What they don't understand is they always had those deadlines. But what I've done is I've taken these big, huge, ugly deadlines and I've converted them into like 6 or 7 manageable, smaller deadlines, right? So there's the day they're supposed to pick, for example, the name of an article they're supposed to write. Then a couple days later, they're supposed to come up with the different parts of the article. Then they're supposed to do a draft of the article. And then they're supposed to go get some of the science behind it and create this teaching guide. And then what they're supposed to do is take it to the next level by creating the final draft of the article. And then they bring it all together by making a 30-minute presentation on the topic. Now, again, that seems really stressful, but it's not. It's all this fake stress over these little tiny steps. And when you look at my businesses, that's how I run everything in my business. Everything is all about creating this fake stress so I don't ever have to worry about the real stress. That's why what most people see is they see me working my butt off and they would assume I would have a lot of stress in my life. And I really don't. I don't let these things get to me because I realize that most of the stress in my life is something I'm creating. And by the way, are there days where I just can't take it anymore? Of course there are. But guess what? On almost any given day of the week, I can literally leave the office and take the next 3 days off. And there's almost nothing on my calendar that is truly urgent. Whereas if you look at most other business owners, almost everything on their calendar is truly urgent. But for me, everything on my calendar is really bits and pieces of things that are not due for another 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, sometimes 6 months, sometimes 5 years. But I'm getting little bits and pieces of it out of the way now. And therefore, I don't have that stress. All right. So that is an incredible secret. Let me tell you, speaking from the perspective of the sciences, when you look at neuroscience, the human brain is designed to go towards things that are going to be survival things, right? Your survival instinct is the strongest instinct you have in your body. So you utilize that survival instinct. And believe it or not, a calendar pop-up that says you have to come up with the title for your article, that triggers your survival response. And that means you will get it done. Now, what you have to do is you can't battle it, right? You have to realize that these things, even though you know they're not really urgent, you have to see them as being urgent. And as you start doing these things that are not really urgent, but they're important, right? What's going to happen is you're going to start having urgent things falling off of your to-do list. So in the example of my trainers, for example, what's going to happen is before, I remember the phone calls I used to get, you know, like 4 p.m. on a Wednesday, when they had to give their presentation Thursday morning, and they'd be like, Armand, I'm so stressed. And they'd spend the next 6 hours on a Wednesday night preparing for a talk they're going to give on Thursday morning. Now, what would the results be? One, a low-quality talk, much lower quality than they could do if they had spent some time and effort into it. Number two, they're going to go through massive stress. Number three, if God forbid, they don't get through to this stuff, they're not even going to be able to do the talk the next day, right? And if something goes wrong, forget it, right? So now they have all this little fake stress along the way, which is not real. But as a result of that, it avoids the 5 or 6 hours they would have spent the night before. Now, getting a human being to see that is a heck of a lot harder than it sounds. And as all of you are listening to this, I want you to understand this concept. So let's move to the next thing. What happens when you have to do something urgent? What happens when poop hits the fan, as I like to say? What happens when poop hits the fan and you got to do something? Well, when poop hits the fan, what you got to do is this. You got to say, all right, I'm going to have to do this urgent thing. And by the way, this is something any of my employees will tell you. I do this and I have put my money where my mouth is. I do this every single time and it blows people away. You come to me with something urgent. If you tell me the building is on fire, if you tell me that there's no money in the bank, if you tell me anything that has this urgent thing, a customer needs something right now, this second, this thing has gone wrong, you know, something has blown up. Anytime someone comes to me with a really, really urgent thing, or when I have something really, really urgent that comes up, I have a rule. It's called the 2-to-1 rule. The 2-to-1 rule, and sometimes I do a 3-to-1 rule, but let's go with the 2-to-1 rule. You guys are beginners. I'll start you off at the beginner level. It's the 2-to-1 rule. What that means is this. You are not, absolutely not permitted to spend time doing anything urgent. And if you are going to do something urgent, then you must spend twice as much time as you invested in that urgent thing doing important things that will make sure that thing never happens again. What does that mean? Let's say you're one of the titanium trainers and it's Wednesday night and you didn't spend enough time doing your stuff. So now you have to spend 2 hours on Wednesday preparing for your Thursday talk. Well, guess what? If you're going to spend 2 hours preparing for the Thursday talk, then that means you now have to invest an additional 4 hours that day. You don't get to be like, oh, I'll just push this part off to the no. If you're going to spend 2 hours, you're going to have to spend 4 extra hours for a total of 6 hours. And someone's going to say, but Armand, I don't have 6 hours. Well, guess what, my friend? You're not going to get to sleep now, are you? Oh, you forgot about that, right? Yeah, you were going to sleep. Yeah, no sleep for you. But Armand, it's not urgent. I need to take care of the urgent thing. I've got this talk tomorrow. My next talk's not for another 3 months. I don't care. See, if you're going to spend 2 hours preparing for tomorrow's talk, you are going to punish yourself. And when I say punish yourself, this is not really truly a punishment. This is sending what I call a shot across the bow, letting your brain know that, hey, listen, buddy, if we don't do the important things when they're important, when they become urgent, they are going to hit the fan like nothing ever before. So now you have a choice. You either spend 6 hours, 2 of which is going to be spent on the urgent task, and 4 hours, which will be spent on the important task, right? Or what you're going to do is you say, well, Armand, I only have, let's say, 3 hours. Good. Well, then you get to spend an hour on the urgent thing. You spend 2 hours on the important part. And, you know, your results aren't going to be as good. And you're going to say, but Armand, I don't want to have lower results. Good. Well, learn your damn lesson now and make sure this never happens again. And in fact, in most cases, I'm crazy enough to do the important thing before the urgent thing. Imagine that. That's like the equivalent of this. And I did this in school sometimes. Imagine if you're cramming for a midterm, right? And as you're cramming for a midterm, your focus is on spending time studying for your final because you screwed up for the midterm. What? Are you kidding me? It's the night before I have a midterm for, let's say, physics. And you want me to study for my biology class? Yes. Because if you're cramming the night before, you must let your mind know that this is not going to be acceptable anymore. Imagine if you start doing these things, by the way, folks. So as you're listening to this, I want you to realize this is a time management system that actually works. This is not some BS checklist system. Okay, I can give you all of those things. People come to me for time management. And they're always like, so what's your time management system? And they're expecting me to give them some checklist. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Use a piece of paper. You know, use the reminders app on your iPhone. Use whatever you want. It makes no difference. They all work. They all work. But really, none of them work unless you understand these concepts that I'm sharing with you here today. Okay? So What I want you to understand is that the secret to all of this is you've got to get out of the urgent things and you've got to get into the important things. So finally, let me bring all of this together for you and explain to you why it is that human beings ever spend time in the other two quadrants. Because so far, I've only really explained to you two of them. One is the heart attack quadrant. It's the things that are urgent and important, okay? The next one is the important quadrant. That's the stuff that if you do, you will not have urgent and important things come up later, right? So that's the equivalent of investing in yourself, investing in your business, investing financially, working out, eating healthy. Those are the things that are in the zone. That's what that quadrant's called, the zone, okay? So you've got the heart attack quadrant. That's where things are urgent, right, and important. And yes, when you have a heart attack, you better get to the hospital. But I would highly suggest that on the way to the hospital, you stop at the gym and put 30 minutes of exercise in. Obviously, that's not an option. So guess what? You might want to put in your 30 minutes of exercise after you get through the whole thing. But the bottom line is you got to make sure you're doing that. So now there are these two other quadrants. Why would anyone spend time doing things that are urgent and not even important? You're going to say, well, Armand, I never do that. No, you're wrong, because if you're spending time doing things that are urgent and important in the heart attack quadrant, what starts happening after a while is you're spending so much time there that it's really hard to distinguish what's actually important and what's just urgent. And so what starts happening is you start doing all this other stuff that's not even really urgent, but it feels urgent to you, right? Part of the time, it's because it's something that's someone else's problem and they're putting on you. So it's important for them, and it's urgent for them, but what they've done is they've transferred the urgency over to you. So now, even though it's not really truly important for you, it's become urgent for you, and you do it. And other times, it's just things that just look urgent, right? You start doing all this stuff. It's like, why are you doing that? I don't know, but I got to do it, right? So you stop, you take a step back, and you breathe, and you focus on the important things. And if you're spending very little time doing urgent things, you're sure as heck not going to take care of something that's urgent for someone else. And by the way, as someone with hundreds of employees, I can tell you, often I do have to deal with someone else's urgent problems. But guess what I do? I make them suffer. How do I make them suffer? I sit their butt down and I say, all right, if we're going to work on this urgent thing, one, we're going to work on it together. And two, we're going to apply the 3-to-1 rule. Yeah, when I talk to them, it's the 3-to-1 rule. We're going to spend 3 hours for every hour we spend on this thing doing the important stuff. And guess what? They learn their lesson pretty darn quickly, and they know not to come to me with their urgent problems. So finally, there's the last one. There's the stuff that's not important and it's not urgent. What are these things? This is called the quadrant of distraction. Why would you ever do things like watch random television? Why would people do things in the quadrant of distraction? Well, the reason they do it is because of the fact that when you spend so much time doing urgent things, your body and your mind literally get exhausted. And from that exhaustion, you have to escape somewhere. And guess where you'll escape to? You escape to the quadrant of distraction. Because watching television, you know, eating a bunch of junk food, laying on the couch, being lazy, doing things that aren't productive, oversleeping, doing all of those things are a way to disconnect from the reality of your life. And especially if you have a hard time waking up in the morning, I can tell you on the days that I've got a lot of urgent things to do, it's very hard to wake up in the morning. On the days where I have nothing but important things to do, it's actually nowhere near as hard because I know what I've got to do and I know they're not urgent. So I wake up knowing it's a choice, not something someone's forcing me to do. All right, so let's bring all of this together. The secret to time management is understanding everyone has the same amount of time in the day. It's just a matter of deciding where we spend that time. Now, at the end of this episode, you guys are going to get a little treat. We're going to start doing this thing, which is a 1-minute YouTube video that goes along with each one of these episodes. So we're going to record that 1-minute video and we're going to let you guys listen in, all right? So, hey, I love you all. I hope you have an amazing, amazing day today. And I want you to go out there and I want you to please apply these things in your everyday life. And by the way, if you've never seen me in person and you want to see what I look like while I'm doing these videos, go to YouTube now. The 1-minute video is actually going up before the podcast goes up. So go check it out, all right? I love you all. And always remember, please lead with your heart. Hey, everybody out there on YouTube, here is my 1-minute secret to spending more time in the zone, doing things that are important and not yet urgent. Now, this is part of a 2-part series on my podcast on time management. This is for the second part. So here's the secret to spending time doing things that are important. See, as human beings, our body, our neuroscience makes us do things for survival, which means we're programmed to do the things that are for survival. And those are the things that are urgent. Unfortunately, not the things that are important. So what you've got to do is you've got to trick the system. You trick the system by coming up with what I call fake urgency. Create reasons and things that you have to do, right? And people with whom you have to do some of those things that you don't really have to do, right? But what that does is that forces you to spend time doing the things that are actually important, but they're not yet urgent. By doing this, you are going to have a massively better understanding of time management. And by the way, I spend 20 minutes talking about this on my podcast, Titanium Life. So go check that out right now. Two amazing episodes I would not miss if you want to master time management. Have an awesome day. By the way, to find my YouTube channel, just go to youtube.com/Titanium Success or just type in Titanium Success YouTube channel and it will come up. Go check it out. There's some cool videos on there. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. Test, test, test. This is my radio voice. Are you recording this? This is my radio voice. I think I have a decent radio voice. Do I? I don't know. I should take some classes. Oh man, you know how we can get everybody to make sure they go on my Twitter? Because some of them, apparently, believe it or not, they're still living in like the 1980s apparently, and they're not going on Twitter. So here's how we can get them to go on my Twitter. All right, the way we're going to do it is this. We're going to take the diagram, the four quadrants, and we're only going to post it on Twitter. Okay, so make sure you put it in there. Hey, everybody, I know this is the blooper section, I think. I figured that's where they would stick this thing. But so here's what you got to do. If you want the diagram, go to my Twitter. By the time this comes out, this podcast comes out, we will have already released the quadrants on Twitter. It's not coming out on the other social media channels for a long, 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 long time, which may be like a day. But anyways, listen, just go to Twitter now. And my Twitter, if you want to follow me, is @ArmandTitanium, okay? @ArmandTitanium. Start following my Twitter. I put some really good stuff on Twitter. And the thing is this, you guys know I'm kind of long-winded. On Twitter, these people limit you to like 140 characters, which really I think should be against the law. But believe it or not, I actually sound pretty good under 140 characters. I like, they do these hashtags and stuff, the little pound symbol. Yeah, it's fun. You got to do it. Go tweet, people. Tweeter. Awesome. Let's get started with a quick review of what you, I can't hear anymore. Testing one. Now I can hear myself.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.